Andrew Wilkie. Good morning.
Good morning, Alison.
We'll get to Kevin Andrews in a moment. Malcolm Turnbull has rebuffed Barack Obama. How long has it been since Australia has said no to the United States?
Well, it's been a very long time. And one of the refreshing things about this decision is that it is showing a little bit of independence. It is showing at least a little bit of understanding that we have a very close relationship with the United States and we can say no sometimes. And indeed, we would have more influence in Washington if we did say no sometimes, because then the United States wouldn't be able to take us for granted. And regrettably, since about 2002, 2003, when we joined in the invasion of Iraq, the US has taken us for granted. They've known that, you know, to use an old cliche, they've only had to say jump, and we ask how high. So this is a good decision by the Turnbull government.
So you don't think the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he doesn't necessarily see Australia as the United States' deputy sheriff throughout the region?
Oh, Alison, I don't think we should make too much of this one decision. I mean, it is a refreshing decision, a good decision, but we need to see a pattern of behaviour before we could have any confidence that the Turnbull government might carve out in any way a more independent foreign and security policy. But, you know, putting aside our bilateral relationship with Washington for a moment, talking about the merits of this decision, it's a good decision. I mean, we shouldn't have gone to the Middle East in 2003. We shouldn't still be in the Middle East. And to decide not to increase our presence, not to reinforce value in the Middle East is a sound decision. You know, what the Turnbull government should be doing is laying out a roadmap for our withdrawal from that region, because at the end of the day, we are deeply involved in and have taken sides in a civil war.
Yeah, there's no sign of a exit strategy, and we are still involved in the Middle East. If the Americans come up with a more credible strategy to defeat ISIS, couldn't we then see Australia reconsidering this decision and increasing our military support for the region?
Well, I think you've touched on two quite different points there. One is the need for the United States to come up with a better plan, because clearly their current plan isn't working. There has been precious little progress in Iraq and in Syria. So the current strategy is not working, and there's a lot of pressure on the US president to come up with a better response to what's going on there. Quite separately, though, is what Australia should do. Now, yes, we did help create this mess by joining in the invasion of Iraq, destabilising that country, helping to create the security vacuum that's now being backfilled by Islamic State and other troublemakers, by our diplomatic support, at least for the Syrian rebels, which included Islamic State. I mean, we've helped create this mess. But really, the only way forward from here is to allow this civil war to run its course. And if there should be any foreign intervention in those countries, it really should be Middle East Islamic countries. They're the only people who should be contributing to it now in a practical way.
Yeah, but Andrew Wilkie, those countries in the region, they're showing no signs of getting more involved in trying to defeat Islamic State. The US Defence Secretary Ash Carter had asked coalition countries to increase their contributions in the wake of the Paris terror attacks, and just this week we've had the suicide bombings in Turkey. Why wasn't it a reasonable request to do more to wipe out ISIS at its source and to stop it running amok, as you put it?
Well, there seems to be a misunderstanding or refusal to understand the essence of what's going on in the Middle East. It's a civil war. Yes, it has a deeply religious dimension, but at the end of the day, it's a civil war. And the degree to which it is breaking out from the Middle East, and let's take the terrible atrocity in Paris. I mean, that wasn't Islamic State trying to set up a state in France. That was Islamic State responding to French foreign and security policy. At the end of the day, the French have something like 10,000 soldiers deployed overseas, in particular in West Africa, Central Africa. They've got over 3,000 soldiers in Iraq. First and foremost, what happened in Paris was a response to French foreign policy, just as the first Bali bombing was a response to Australia joining in the invasion of Afghanistan. The second Bali bombing was a response to Australia joining in the invasion of Iraq. And at the end of the day, we need to be very mindful, first and foremost, of Australia's national interest, and our national interest will be best served by getting out of the Middle East.
Okay, now to just take you back to the announcement that was made last night by the Defence Minister, Maurice Payne. She says the government will consider additional humanitarian support to be delivered by Australian aircraft, which is already in the Middle East. Now, you have previously said that the RAAF has become a gun runner for the Kurds when it was supplying munitions. Would you support our planes being used for humanitarian assistance?
Oh, look, I'm the first to argue for greater Australian nation-building assistance, foreign development aid assistance anywhere in the world where it can be delivered, where it's needed, where it can be delivered safely, where we can afford to do it. And whether that be the Middle East or in Southeast Asia, you know, we should be doing that. We should be ramping up our foreign aid, but of course it must be done safely. And the idea that, you know, there'd be Globemasters and Hercules aircraft flying low at night, dropping pallets of food and risking being shot down, that of course isn't an option. We shouldn't be putting our armed forces in harm's way in that way, as some people have suggested. But where we can deliver nation building and foreign aid and humanitarian aid safely, yes, we should be doing it and doing more of it.
Yeah, and overall, the issue is still being debated in this country. We just heard the former Defence Minister, Kevin Andrews, on AM. He says the US request for additional support, additional military support, was reasonable and should have been given favourable consideration. Is he undermining the Prime Minister here?
Well, of course, Kevin Andrews is entitled to his opinion. And as a former Defence Minister, he brings a valuable contribution to the debate, but I just think he's wrong in this case. I mean, you know, he is trying. In fairness to Kevin Andrews, you know, he is thinking of things that he thinks are in the best interests of everyone involved. But I just think he's wrong. I think it is. It would be, in essence, reinforcing defeat in the Middle East. It would be not recognising appropriately that at the end of the day, this is a civil war in the Middle East, and we shouldn't have got involved in the first place. And having now got involved, we should be looking at a way to withdraw from the Middle East. If I could talk not about Kevin Andrews, but perhaps about the Conservatives within the Liberal Party more broadly, they haven't met a war they didn't like. They couldn't get into Iraq in 2003 quick enough. They've wanted to stay heavily involved in South Asia and the Middle East ever since. They need to understand that they helped create this mess, and they need to understand that the risk from religious extremism that Australians now face is a direct result of their policies, foreign and security policies, since 2003 to this very day.
Well, Andrew Wilkie, just finally, the Conservatives in the Liberal Party have not prevailed on this issue. Malcolm Turnbull and his views have. Could the Prime Minister, however, have some explaining to do when he meets Barack Obama in Washington next week? We've got about 30 seconds.
Yes, he will have some explaining to do, but it's an explanation worth giving and one that I think Barack Obama is decent enough to understand.
Andrew Wilkie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alison.
Andrew Wilkie, the independent member for Denison, speaking there with Alison Carabine.